been like, I guess feeling lonely. That's probably the most appropriate way.
Well, let's start with a fucking date, bro. Take her out, see how she laughs.
Yeah.
See how she eats her food, if she's a slob or not. And if she's
I kind of find that cute in some girls, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to say, I'm not saying that's a deal breaker.
Okay.
I'm saying whether she is or not. You know
what I mean? Speaking of girls, too, I was at McDonald's last night because, again, re-ing up. Every time I re-up, I get fucking fast food. It's mad fast, mad easy. And I went in because the line was like mad fucking long, and I was like, all right, I'm not sitting in my truck for the whole drive-through shit. So I go in.
Inside, yeah.
And first thing I see one is like 10 kids, probably between like 15 to 18,
just chilling
in there. And I was like, damn,
that's what I used to do.
Remember that shit, dude. Facts. Oh my God. We did that so much back in the day. They were clearly high as fuck. One of them went up there and he's like, can I get a 20 piece nugget? And they all just like giggled in the back. I was like, okay, they're all sharing those nuggets. But
yeah,
I don't know why that was funny, but
yeah,
they're high, you know?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And the woman that came in right behind me was this fine ass MILF with her kid, and she was like our age, and she had a kid, gorgeous as hell. She actually like really pale, and like
I like pale girls,
and like
pale
pink
girls.
And blue hair, but
love
like
it.
A light pink and blue, like
sold.
It wasn't like vibrant. It was like kind of just blended into like a blonde type
sold.
Of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh damn, that girl's pretty fucking hot too. So her kid keeps tugging on my pants.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was at first. So I like kind of went like this and I touched his hand. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I just ignored it, ordered my food, went back, sat and wait. Well, I didn't sit. I just waited by the fucking ordering window. And kid comes up to me again. And he's like, hi. And starts like talking to me and shit.
Yeah.
And then after she's done ordering, she's like, hey, don't bother him. And I'm like, oh, it's fine. And she's like, yeah, sorry. He normally doesn't just like talk to guys and shit like that. And I'm like, the first thing that came to my mind, I was like, oh, you know, I'm great with kids. So I'm not great with fucking kids, dude. Like, I don't even fucking know or really like kids. Like, but again, instinct. I was just like, oh, this girl's hot.
You look like his father. That's what it is.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I thought you were my daddy for a minute.
Yeah, well, she brought up something like that. So we talked for like a few minutes and pretty much towards when she was leaving, he was like, are you coming back with us?
No,
the kid was doing that.
Damn, so the kid knows, bro. She be picking up niggas at the McDonald's.
Probably,
son.
Yeah. And
like, you come home, you smashing mommy over again.
Right, yeah.
Damn, son.
Yeah, and I laughed. I was like, no. I was like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what to say. And
you're like, man, you look at her like, am I going?
Yeah, but she was just like, yeah, you can't say that to people. That's inappropriate. But that's all she said. Mm-hmm. She didn't dissuade it. She didn't say anything else and involving it. So I was almost like, oh, damn, I almost should have, like, maybe hit that girl up, but
yeah,
I don't know.
So you don't know her? You don't have anything?
I was going to ask for a number, but I kind of froze up. And the whole kid thing kind of freaks me out.
The kid thing is a little freaky.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tough when you're in the moment and you're not there with that, you know, at least for me, with that in my mind. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I had kind of a theory that girls that are single hate this time of the year just as much as we do. So like,
yeah,
I've been getting hit on and hitting on people more with very positive responses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How's your sex life going?
Non-existent. Really non-existent.
Do you still talking to any of those ladies?
No. That one girl I was talking, and I only feel comfortable talking about this because I know this isn't going to be up.
Yeah.
But
this is going to be in the intro. But
oh, you throw this in the intro?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't say anything. All right. Rough. But.
So, anyways. No, dude. I just, I mean, I won't say that it's been non-existent. It's been existent. It's just not really going anywhere.
Right.
This one girl that I've been Snapchatting kind of, she's just like hella dry and I'm just
yeah.
done. I think I mentioned it last week. I'm just like done. And it's not like I had any intentions or I had any like ulterior motives in my mind. I'm just all set with that.
No, I feel you.
I added actually a couple girls on Snapchat. And one of them is this girl that I used to fool around with back in the day, but she's a lot of drama, but she throws it back. So crazy, son. So I added her on Snapchat. I like last time we talked was like 2 years ago, and she annoyed the fuck out of me. So I deleted her on everything. I'm like, you're mad fucking annoying.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah, like, dude, to get too much? To get me, yes. to get me to that point takes a lot, bro. Damn. But she got me there, bro.
God damn.
And I was just like, this bitch. She was like trying to fix all my shit. She's like, just let me help you. I could fix. And I'm like, I don't need you. And she was saying it just like that. I'm like, bitch, I don't need you to fix me.
Right.
Like, leave
right.
me the fuck alone. Like,
yeah. There's a lot of girls that are like, they want to find a charity case that they can take care of.
It's and
like,
I was, no. and bro, she was super into me. And I'm just like, I can't. Right. Like, I bothered the fuck out of me. So whatever. I deleted her on everything.
Yeah.
I added her back recently because I'm like, fuck it. I mean, like, why not? What's the deal?
Right.
And I haven't looked at any of her stories. And apparently the night I added her up, she put up this really like sexy Snapchat story. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't notice. I didn't look at it. My little brother, I was actually talking to him the next day. He's like, oh, dude, did you see that this chick? Because I guess he has her on Snapchat. She's like a family friend. We grew up together.
Oh, okay.
So she doesn't like
say, how old is she?
Yeah, yeah, right. So my brother, who's 21, he's like, now I have to like disclose his age because you never know. He's like, you see this chick's Snapchat? I'm like, nah. He goes, bro, she posted some crazy thirst trap. Like, she was trapping some nigga. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I just added her back on Snapchat. And I didn't even look at it. And he was like, oh, she deleted it after like 30 minutes.
Okay, so yeah. Like, right. Checking to see if you looked at it. And
yeah, yeah. And I was posting stories at the time. I just don't ever look on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't have you on Snapchat, right?
No, you do. I'm never on Snapchat, but yeah.
I got a pretty funny story for you.
Do you?
When we start the pod, I definitely want to.
All right, we should start it. We've been 6-7 minutes. What is it?
Are
six
we really? Minutes.
Yeah, no, this is a nice little intro.
We've this is a nice little
kind of riffing a little bit, but yeah. Let's get this bitch started.
All right, facts.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch out.
I've done that recently, but I don't know, I haven't really good at, like, every time I buy meats, I always write x2 next to it cause I freeze one of them, so I have it for the extra week out cause I get paid bi-weekly, bro, it fucking... I don't know if you do, but
me too, yeah.
Yeah, you got to plan your spending out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to plan, like, rent at the end of the month and your last check. Yeah. Yeah.
That's yeah. Like that. Throwing back to that intro, I know, I mean, I've done this a few times. You ever been, like, into a girl, right, and you guys are fucking talking, you're, I don't know, you just have a little thing going, you think, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're posting shit on your stories, and then you're checking to see if they view it. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, man. That's kind of like why I'm glad I've just been doing me for the last couple of years. Because yeah. I do get – I don't want to say bogged down. Maybe that's not the best word. But I get kind of like – I get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is she looking I think at it's my a good shit? Way to put it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. are we talking right now? Is a conversation interesting? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
You know, not going to lie though. Like I learned in my last relationship that I can be pretty jealous.
Yeah.
So
same.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I've been pretty careful about not feeding into that. I think you gotta be, man. Jealousy is an ugly trait, or it can be.
Yeah. No. Yeah, definitely. I think if you're aware of it, and especially if with us being at this age, I feel like it's only going to be, you know, uphill from here. Or is it downhill from here?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I've started foolish arguments and done stupid things over jealousy. And,
yeah.
You know, when I talk to her, I try not to, like, look at her story and shit. I try not to be, like, all over her Instagram because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't add much.
And you know I agree. I mean? Yeah, it doesn't really. I don't know. I feel like I always think of those first like few weeks.
Yeah.
When you're like really into each other.
There's a lot at stake. Like
you both kind of know it, but you both aren't sure if you're the only one in each other's lives type of thing.
Right. The stakes are high. Yeah. Like you're feeling each other out right now. You're finding out if you like each other and whether they like you and how much. And
yeah.
It's like there's a lot at stake.
I was watching a show I actually don't even know what the name of the show was because it was one of those ones where my TV was just on for so long that it kept playing shit.
Autoplay, yep.
I'm pretty sure it was either Hulu or Netflix. I don't know. But this fucking girl was like, oh, yeah, no. And I just – she was just like telling a guy that she liked him.
Yeah.
Just like flat out, like right in the beginning. And he was like, word, like I really like you too. Let's fucking – and I was like, that's never that fucking easy. Like I don't know why they do that in movies and shows.
Sometimes. Like, sometimes it's that easy.
I've never seen it.
Sometimes, personally. Yeah. Sometimes you just like, I like you, and they're like, I like you too. And it's just like that simple.
Yeah, that's never
really, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I guess my experiences hasn't happened with me, hasn't even gotten close to something like that.
Yeah.
It's always a fight. It's always a chase. It's always a...
Well, that being said, man, I think the chase is a lot more fun.
Me too.
If I'm into a girl and she just gives it to me, like, I don't even want to say way too easy because that's not really the best way to phrase it. But when she's just like, there is no chase involved, there's no hunt. It's just, oh, you want it? It's yours. Like... I was like, yeah, it's
I
not.
I think the way you're wording it, though, kind of sounds sexual when you say
it's,
that.
But it's, I'm not trying to make it sexual. Like, so it just mean, in general.
Right, okay.
Like, and I don't necessarily mean, like, she's texting you back and she wants to hang out. Like, that's not what I mean. Just, like.
I mean, even as small as the interest of someone hitting you up without you hitting them up first.
I like that.
That kind of shows a lot to me.
That shows a lot to me, too. Yeah, yeah. I like that. I'm like, a fan of that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even when some of my guy friends hit me up, I'm like, oh, word. Like, I haven't. Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's good? Like, it's still a
I agree. Good feeling, and you're still like boys, you know, after all that time. You know, you said it's a sexual. It's not. But you know what? That being said, maybe this is just me. If I'm into a girl and we're talking and like in the first couple days, like she's ready to throw it back for me. Like she's like, all right, like it's yours. Like you can hit it all you want.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of like, eh.
That
it's not a turn off, but it is a slight like. Almost a trip, like a little bit.
Well, yeah, this is a fun conversation. So
just because I like I said, I like the chase.
I guess for me, that to me isn't necessarily a turnoff in the sexual point. It's kind of like, I'm not going to be with this girl. This is going to be a one-time thing. That's when that clicks in my head.
I've had that feeling before. I've had that feeling before, for sure.
So you kind of were like, oh, all right, this is just sex.
Well, I've had that. Yeah, when I had that request, then after I got, I was like, okay, that's what it is. Like, I'm able to define it. Like, that's fine. If this is just what it is, that's totally okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking strange dating at our age. And then I have a couple friends that they just like go out and, you know, in his words, blap. Blat means to fuck, to smash.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
I don't, actually. What's blap?
Blap is a smash.
So what, you're just going out and blapping, or is that like a...
Oh, I'm not blapping.
Yeah, I know, but just
I am currently not blapping.
How would you use that in a sentence?
Oh, all right. So I'm at the club, me and Shorty were dancing. At the end of the night, she let me blap.
Okay.
That's fire. Shout out to Bastion, bro. I love this. Is actually a homie of mine that we've been hanging out lately.
Damn.
He's hilarious, bro.
She let me blap,
bro.
I've never heard that. That's fire.
Yeah. It is fire, right?
That's hilarious.
It's
I don't
a
know
perfect
why.
Blap, bro.
Yeah.
She let me blap.
You know,
you see the way she's dancing? Yeah, she's definitely gonna let me blap.
Yeah, I bet she's a good blap.
Dude. I bet she's a blap and a half, son.
Oh boy.
You want to upgrade? You go blizzap.
Blizzap.
Yeah, Shuddy, last night we blizzap.
What if you wanted to create a new term for fucking? Do you have anything that would come to mind?
I like blap. I'm gonna run with that one, bro. I'm gonna steal that from a boy. I like blap.
I think smash is good.
Smash
it's aggressive,
is good.
But it's good.
Hitting its fire. Throwing it back.
Saying the pussy's fire too. For some reason, that actually hits. I've heard girls tell me that they like that being said.
Yeah. Like, it's like when you're fucking a girl and she's like, "Damn, you're fucking love your dick." I'm like, "Hell yeah."
Okay.
Bitch.
Yeah. When I'm into it, yeah. Right. I've had girls say that to me, like. They were well. This one girl in particular was drunk.
Only one. It's okay, John. It's
there
fine.
Was a drunk ass girl at a party, and she's like, "Well, she said I heard you have
good dick.
You give great dick. I heard you got great dick, and I heard you like I want to fuck type of thing."
Worm.
And this girl didn't know me. She definitely did not hear that. She definitely just fucking said that just to try to like. But my mind, I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh.
Oh, you heard right.
Like, wait.
You heard right.
Yeah, but it kind of caught me. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of cool with that. Yeah.
Yeah, when I feel like the – and this is just me personally, but like when the offer for sex is so blatant and, you know, there's nothing to work for. It's just given. It's – I probably don't take it.
Like, yeah.
You know?
No,
I have definitely turned down sex with strangers before.
Yeah,
it's
right.
just not. Sometimes I'm just not into it. In fact, most of the time I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But anyways. So I have kind of to switch gears, and I hope you don't mind. Dude, we never did an intro. Welcome to The Brutal View. How long are we? 20 minutes in?
Yeah, almost.
Welcome to The Brutal View. This is episode 70. I'm Ruben. This is John.
We're back.
John and I'm Ruben. We're back.
Yeah.
Every week.
Every week.
to the podcast for listening. That no one listens to, and, yeah, and we appreciate it.
Shout out to the few of you.
To the six of you. So yeah, moving
on. What you got? What you got?
So, all right. So you don't look at my Snapchat story. That's fine. The reason I ask you is something pretty interesting happened this week.
Okay.
All right. So, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm at home. I got back from work. It's about 6 p.m. And lately I've been like doing a daily clean, at least little by little. Because what I do is once a week I do a deep clean, but I've started doing a daily clean. That way at the end of the week it's not so much.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm doing dishes. I'm cooking dinner. I'm just cleaning up a little bit around my apartment. And then I have my door open. I have music going. And outside my door, outside my screen door, is a little kitty cat. Just walks up. Okay. Right onto the porch.
All
right. And it just sits on the porch, looks through the screen, and starts meowing at me. I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, what's up, homie? I go outside.
I did see a cat on your Snapchat story.
Okay, so you do.
Black cat?
Black cat.
Okay, I did see that.
So let me hit you with this,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, so, right.
So
right.
I go outside and start petting the kitty. She's super fucking friendly, super nice.
Okay.
We vibe hard. I'm petting her for like 30 minutes, bro. I shut off the stove because I'm like, fuck it. I'm focusing on this cat right now, dude. Straight up. So I was chilling with the cat and I was done. I was like, all right, see you later. I close the door, go back inside, finish cooking. Cat's still out there. Actually go back out, pet her a little bit more, leave her alone. Close the door, sit down, watch TV, eat my dinner. 3-4 hours go by.
Okay.
It's nighttime now.
All right.
I go outside to smoke and she's chilling right next to my car. She's just hanging out. I'm like, what's up? Smoke, pet her a little bit more, open my door. I'm like, you want to come in? She comes right into my apartment. And she just chills with me. And from that day on, I've had a cat.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. I'm 100% serious, dude. This cat walked into my house, bro. And she's just been with me ever since.
So you're buying like cat food and shit?
I have cat food. And like, cat litter and water.
That's fire.
And she's been chilling with me. And she's so fucking friendly and cool, bro. She's so dope.
A neighbor hasn't come to you and been like, yo, you know where a cat is? Have you seen a cat?
I'm getting her checked for a microchip tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm getting her checked for a microchip tomorrow at this place that does it for free. And if somebody owns her, obviously I'll give them back to the owner.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But she's so fun. And I didn't really want her at first. I'm like, eh, she's kind of like a fucking cat. Like,
right. But I mean, if any animal keeps coming back and chilling, dude, even if like a squirrel did that with me, I'd probably let it in.
Yeah, right.
To be honest. Yeah,
right?
Right.
But she's so fucking cool, so friendly. All she wants to do is cuddle, bro. Like, I'm on the couch the first night and she sits right next to me. She just looks at me and she's just chilling. We're just vibing. So we've been taking it nice and slow. I didn't really want the cat. I still kind of don't want the cat, but I'm kind of like, she's growing on me.
Yeah.
I named her Papa.
Nice. Papa.
Papa is potato in Spanish.
Okay.
So she's Papa.
Nice.
For now. And yeah.
So you're, where your apartments are, because I kind of, you told me it's by this restaurant that I know in Nashua. Uh-huh. There's, I would imagine, a few apartment buildings.
Oh, yeah. It's very residential around where I live.
So it could be a number of different neighbors' cat that just happened to stumble across you type of thing?
There are plenty of neighbor cats. There are plenty of strays around that I'm not sure what it belongs to or what she belongs to. I mean, she's super friendly, which leads me to believe she's been around humans her entire life.
Right,
makes
yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
I was going to say.
100%. And yeah. That's why I'm like, oh, there's no reason she would have walked into my house otherwise.
Yeah.
Especially if she's not a stray. So that's why I want to check if she has a microchip, and I'm definitely going to return her if it comes down to. But I'm kind of just enjoying her for now.
Yeah, no, that's kind of dope.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really, man, like these fucking cacti that I have, they're not doing it for me.
Yeah.
I gotta get a pet. I gotta get something.
Do you want her? Do you want this cat?
I don't know if I want a cat.
Okay.
I just feel like my apartment doesn't allow for a cat that well.
What makes you say that?
I don't know.
If you don't want a cat, that's fine.
I think just space-wise.
But like, she's so cool.
I've grown up with dogs my whole life, and I just think a dog in here would lose its fucking mind. I imagine a cat would kind of be the same way.
No, my apartment's probably very similar in size to yours, if not. Nope, we're probably pretty much the same size.
Yeah.
To be honest,
mine's just under 1,000 square feet. I think it's 800 square feet.
Yeah,
like
mine's around the same.
Yeah.
And she's, bro, she's chilling. You know, no problem. She sleeps on the couch. Last night I was in bed and she crawled, dude. I had my arm like this. She crawled up right here. She's just sleeping with me. I was like, oh, this is dope. Hey, honestly, it's made me a lot happier, like having something around
See,
to care
that's
for.
That's exactly what I'm going for,
like,
dude.
A lot happier. Like, I'm fucking like feeling.
You seem in a lot better spirits this week than really? Last week. Yeah.
I think it's a cat. I think it's a fucking cat. Honestly, and I've been going out a lot lately. I've been meeting people.
That's been helping me a lot, dude. This week I've gone out a lot to restaurants and just talking to people, dude, and cool ass fucking people. Like I've had nothing but fucking good experiences this week, which is nice. Last week though, we did talk about how like generally when you're unhappy, and at least speaking from a psychology standpoint, because I've taken multiple psychology courses in college and shit.
Me too, yep.
There's two main factors, and obviously this isn't always the case, but either your work life is making you unhappy or your personal life makes you unhappy. We were kind of talking about that last week off mic, which was a great conversation, by the way. And you were talking about, maybe you need to fill some type of a void in your personal life. I've been thinking about it like, I need to fill that fucking void in my work life, dude.
Okay.
My work life is dragging me the fuck down.
Do you hate your job? Do you hate what you do?
I don't, but it's just a lot. Like, 2 weeks ago, I worked 62 hours that week. Man. Last week, I worked 59 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm supposed to be working 40, 45, and a manager. I shouldn't be working an extra 15, 20 hours a week. Like, it's fucking killing me, bro.
What are you going to do about it?
I love my time outside of work, and it keeps me happy. It's just I know that because I have this set unsettling feeling, like I kind of feel like I need to get an iguana, bro. I need to get a lizard. I want a lizard bad, and I might do it today.
You should get a lizard.
I might do it today, dude.
Really?
I don't know. Like, I was thinking of going to a Petco, PetSmart, and getting something, but
I don't know.
Get
it from a breeder. Don't get it from Petco. Petco kind of sucks. I don't even think they do live animals anymore, if I recall. They had like a big lawsuit kind of recently.
Oh, fuck.
If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong about that. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong about that.
I don't know if there's live breeders around here, though.
Oh, like, you could find something on. Like, I only say that because you can get one that's healthy, that's been bred properly.
Yeah.
Isn't inbred, I should say.
I kind of want a baby bearded dragon.
I was going to say a bearded dragon would fit you pretty well. Where would you put it? In your room?
Well, I'm thinking that I'm going to end up.
Over there, maybe next to the TV.
Right. Putting that box, I got to just take everything out of the box, assort it and all this shit down here, get rid of the box, and then put it there. I was thinking of putting it by my piano because I think that'd be more aesthetically pleasing for the room, but it's just, no one cares about the place.
Dude, lizards are dope. Bearded dragons. I used to have a bearded dragon.
Yeah.
They're fucking dope. Great animals.
My buddy had one too.
What place is this?
I don't know. I've looked up so many of these things.
That shit
like
looks so cool.
Crazy,
Aruba,
right?
Or some shit?
I think it's like maybe Saudi Arabia.
Like Dubai or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Something fucking nuts.
Some desert fucking rich city. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Get yourself a pet.
Yeah.
I'm liking Papa. She's really nice. She kind of like brightens up my day. I love coming home to her. She's chilling. She's always cuddly. Yeah. I watch TV and she's right there with me. She loves to fucking chill there while I watch TV.
Yeah. So I was even thinking like, I feel like I could just have a bearded dragon just chill anywhere here while I'm fucking doing shit. Like I could be chilling here watching TV or playing Xbox or something, have him chilling right next to me.
Yeah
he's going to shit everywhere, but they're tiny ass shits. Like, they're fucking this big. Like,
right,
you know
what
I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like I really need to get something like that.
Your biggest worry would probably be just him getting stuck
somewhere. Right.
Like behind the fridge, under the couch.
Exactly. It's something I'd want to keep an eye on. And if like
put him on a fucking leash.
I'm drinking or something, stays in the terrarium, don't even fucking take him out.
Yeah, but bearded dragons, they don't even run that much, man. They're chill.
Oh, I know. But I know me, if I get fucking drunk enough where I pass out and then I wake up and I'm like, uh-oh.
you'll throw them in the freezer?
Where is it? Like, no, I just think it'll get stuck somewhere and I won't be able to find it, you know?
Yeah.
Then I'll smell a dead fucking
bearded
dragon.
Exactly. After a couple weeks, like, I never did find them.
Yeah, right.
It's like a warmer day where the heat's blasting. You're like, oh, that doesn't smell good.
Right. Yeah. Something smells. Yeah. No, that'd be disgusting.
That is pretty gross.
Yeah, man. I've been considering it more and more each week. And God, I think I gotta do it because my work life's going to remain this way until I can get the wheels back on and train people accordingly. So
yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, your upper management of your company, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Don't kill yourself over them, bro.
Right. So
don't kill yourself because they.
I mean, I guess this isn't really pod talk, but they're taking me on a retreat in November.
They're gonna blow you.
basically, and it's going to be 2 to 3 days where I'm going to be – it's like up in northern New Hampshire. I thought it was in Florida, but they're paying for a hotel. They're paying for all this wild shit. They got like complimentary bars and shit there, restaurants. It's dope. And then the end of that week, I'm getting my performance review because I've been a manager for almost 2 years now.
And you're going to get a raise or a bonus?
They said it was going to be a minimum of a $10,000 raise, $10,000 salary raise, which is like at least $3 to $4. So
yeah.
Going to be fire. So
that is very nice.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm fucking trooping.
Good for you, bro. I've been kind of planning a little vacation lately now because I feel you. I kind of need a break.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go probably at the beginning of December, and you're going to hate the place I'm telling you where I'm going. Take a guess. What's the worst place I can go to right now?
Worst place you can go to?
In the United States.
I mean, I'd say Florida.
That's where I'm going. You guessed it fucking right on, dude.
That's fucking bad.
I knew it. Hell yeah, dude.
I guess Florida.
Florida. Like, and that's where I'm fucking going. Because the plane tickets are like $150 round trip.
I was just looking at this shit, dude. I was just looking at this shit.
So fucking cheap.
Remember that fucking girl that wanted to come on the pod? Talking about fucking and shit.
Yeah.
She posted on her IG story. She's like, "Look at the fucking prices of this shit."
Yeah.
I almost like replied to her, but I was like, "Whoa, hold on."
I just looked it up,
and I was like, "Whoa, this is fucking real. This is insane." But
so me and my friends, me, Robbie, and Nick, the guy that was here a couple weeks ago, we're probably gonna end up going there for a couple days. Rent a hotel. I want to go, man, because I want a club. I want to party. I want to dance. I want to drink. I want to be vibing, bro. I want to have a good ass time.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah, it's going to be fire. It's going to be dope.
I think I'm going to do something for my birthday weekend. So next Friday I have off. It's the following Monday.
Your birthday is next week?
It's November 1st. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
This is dropping on like the, 27th or some shit. It's dropping around towards later in the week. By the way, we should have done a Halloween episode this episode. Would you want to do like a dress up thing next week, or do you not give a shit?
I don't really give a shit. All
right.
To be honest, I mean, I'm still kind of working on the costume that I'm gonna wear for Halloween. I'm a bald guy, which kind of limits what I can do.
Yeah,
significantly with a beard, so it really limits me. But right now, what I'm gonna do this year for Halloween is, you've seen Austin Powers, I'm sure. So in the movie Goldmember, there's a scene, one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie, where Dr. Evil goes to prison with Mini-Me.
Right.
And they're in prison and they're
iconic.
Iconic, bro. He's like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start a riot and we're going to rock right out the front door.
Right.
And then everyone's like, no. And they sing this song. It's a hard rock.
Right. You remember that? Of course.
Exactly.
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to be wearing that. The bandana, the shirt, the suspenders, the pants. It's going to be fucking stupid, bro. I can't wait.
So you're mimicking Dr. Evil's costume of a prison inmate.
Yeah.
That kind of has like a cholo type of
hella
costume.
Cholo vibe.
Like vibe to it. So, all right.
I'm going to have a scar. I'm going to have one of my friends paint like a makeup scar down my eye.
Nice, yeah.
It's Dr. Evil. I'm going to do like this. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Got the Pac do-rag like where it's not all the way in and it's just the bandana tied with the thing on the
front. It's so fucking dumb, dude.
That's dope.
It is dope. No one's going to get the reference. It's just going to be for me. It's totally fine.
Well, if you get it before next week's episode, wear it.
I will. I have to visit a couple thrift stores to find the clothes that I need.
Yeah.
I still am missing stuff.
To be honest, I'm so fucking busy. I probably wouldn't even get to a Halloween place.
Next
Saturday morning, I'd be like, bro, I got to go there still. Like, you know what I mean?
And like, in all reality, in my opinion, and maybe you disagree, maybe people disagree, but if you dress up for Halloween and the Halloween costume you buy is a $20 thing from the Halloween store that's super popular and it's mega cheap and it's going to break after one use. I mean, like, are you really getting into the spirit?
Yeah, not
Are you
at
really
all.
Dressing up? Like, if you wear a fucking scream mask and a pair of jeans for Halloween,
right?
Are you really dressing up?
Yeah.
Like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not – I don't even like – my mom never let me celebrate Halloween because we were mega religious growing up.
I fucking love Halloween.
But I just think it's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
Well, I'd say last year, Eric and me dressed up as Mario and Luigi on the fucking pod. And it was pretty funny.
But
we ended up like – we were just like chilling. We were having drinks. Like, we were – enjoying the night. It was a Friday night too, so like it kind of was worth it. Mm-hmm. I feel like for us, it's Saturday morning, you know what I mean? We're gonna be dressed up in a Halloween, like,
feeling like fucking assholes.
Yeah, it don't really fit. Like, we're gonna be getting fucking breakfast with a Jason mask on. Like, it's not like,
yeah, exactly.
So
it's a little foolish.
Yeah. Did you see fucking Alec Baldwin shot and killed someone three days ago?
Yeah, that's. I feel really bad for that guy. Yo, that is fucked up.
When Jake sent it to me, I laughed really hard because I thought it was like all a joke. I was like, no. Oh, this is gold. Yeah. No. I was like, oh, he shot someone with a prop gun on set. Like, that's funny. And then I was like, oh, like he shot and killed the director.
Oh, it wasn't the director. It was a actor.
Actor? Oh, yeah. I thought it was a producer. Director,
no, because they were acting the scene out, and the scene required him to shoot two people, and so he shot the first one, and then shot the second one, and was just continuing the scene. Like, oh shit, these people are bleeding for real. Like, this is not a game. At least I don't. From what I've read, I didn't think it was a producer. It looked to me like it was the actor.
Okay,
but I might be wrong.
Do you know who?
Some chick. It was a woman that died.
Well, yeah, but do you know why? Like, why would there be a prop gun with actual rounds in it?
So that's actually a big – I was reading up on it on Reddit because people have a lot of opinions on Reddit.
Yeah.
But a couple of prop people, like people that do props in movies, actually answered on Reddit. They're like, this is a huge oversight. This should have never happened. There should have never been real bullets on the set.
Right.
And the prop master, like there was somebody in the comments that was like, whenever I give someone a gun on my scenes, I always check the gun first, make sure there are no bullets in it. Clear it, then give it to the actor. The actor gives it directly back to me. Like, it never exchanges hands in the middle. Like, I don't know. It kind of feels like foul play. Like,
who that's exactly what bullets? I was getting at. So, who benefits the most out of this woman dying? Right. You know, who benefits out of Alec Baldwin shooting someone? Like,
right. Maybe it's not necessarily the woman dying. Maybe it's just causing chaos.
Of course.
Maybe
it's just a sick
fuck.
You know, Baldwin, he's a very anti-gun dude. So,
is it really?
Yeah. So this all is playing into it for me, where it's like, this was a setup. This was something big that happened. Yeah.
Apparently he's all kinds of fucked up. He's not doing okay right now.
Yeah. No, I'd imagine.
Can you imagine? Like, I'm
pretty sure he's never killed someone. So,
I mean, do you think you can kill somebody?
Yes.
Seriously. Hold on. That was too quick. Think about this.
I've thought about this for a long time. I can definitely kill someone.
All right. Random person. Stranger.
Okay, so do you mean like without cause?
Yes.
No. Cannot kill someone without cause.
Why not?
I have no reason to.
What if you had to?
Give me a scenario.
Okay.
Paint it for me.
All right. It's anarchy. There's no justice. There's no government. There's no one to protect you. You're walking home. You know you're not supposed to be there right now. Somebody comes up to mug you. They pull a knife on you.
If someone
– I don't know. This is
if a I live scenario, in but. A society where it's anarchy and there's no cops or government, I would kill random people all the time. Yeah.
Oh, so you're sociopathic. Are you maybe sociopathic?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah. Well, the way I'm thinking of it is that it's kind of like a dystopia. Like, if we're walking down the street, the nicest person that you see will probably send a kid out as bait. Help, help, help. You go to help them, they fucking stab you in the heart. You know what I mean? I think of the worst case scenario. I don't trust no one in that type of shit, dude. I'm shooting kids.
So if they, in that scenario, would you kill the kid?
Yeah.
He lunges to stab you. And you
if I see the kid walk out in the road, I'm shooting him.
That's fucked up.
I know, dude. It's dark, but I don't trust anyone in this current world. I'm not going to trust anyone in a fucking dystopia. You know what I mean?
Do you think it'd fuck you up killing somebody for the first time?
Yeah.
You think you'd lose sleep?
Yeah. Definitely.
You'd be one of those people, like, whenever I close my eyes, I see the faces of the people that I've killed.
I
hear demons in my sleep.
Yeah.
You're already there right now. Just start killing people, make it a lot worse.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to sleep anyway.
There's a lot of things I could branch off in this conversation, but do you know anyone that's killed someone in real life?
My friend killed himself.
Other than that, like murdered someone else?
but yeah, my friend shot himself in the head. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I have a similar friend. Yeah. I have a couple friends, actually. But
A horrible story. It was a really good friend of mine. But anyways,
it got really dark.
Which is why I feel like confident saying it, because it was like a really good friend of mine.
Right, yeah. No, same. Like, yeah.
Do I know somebody that's killed someone?
I know three people that I'm friends with that have killed people.
I mean, I know people in the military that have definitely killed people in the military.
Okay, so, yeah. In that case, five people then.
I mean, yeah, there's this kid I grew up with. I love him. He's one of my boys. I won't say his name, but he's one of my boys, OGs from the get-go, and graduated high school,
Don't say anything too incriminating. So.
And went straight to the Marines.
Okay.
And he's always been very... I don't want to say like he lacks remorse because he doesn't, but he's always been very intense. Like yeah. if you get him to a certain point, he can definitely kill somebody and like walk away from it. You know what I mean? So he's in the Marines now. I have almost no doubt in my mind he's killed people, which I mean, he said his entire life that he's wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I want to kill people.
Yeah. So, okay. I know someone like that as well. Right. Who's in the military right now.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's really on our side.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's. I mean, dude, but that's the
people. I love him, but he's my boy.
There's people like that all over the world that are fighting against us, too. So,
right, exactly.
You know what I mean? You got to kind of, you know, odds with evens. But I have two fucking horrific pieces of that. And I don't want to have this dark, so we're going to make light of it. So one of my friends that has killed someone hit someone with a car.
Oh, no.
A homeless person.
Drove away.
No. Called the cops. Did everything right.
Yeah.
Murdered the person, and the state said, you did the right thing. We're not going to charge you.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Because it was a homeless guy.
Because it was a homeless guy. The homeless guy jumped out in front of his vehicle.
Okay. That's different, though.
He was apparently also high on substances.
That's different, then. 100%.
But it was a homeless guy that, like, a community knew. Like, everyone kind of knew this homeless guy. It was, like, one of those type of homeless.
Right.
So there was, like, kind of some uproar. He got some backlash. He got some death threats and shit like that. But, he got away with it. And he said it fucks him up. He did. He hit him with his car. He remembers everything. He said it fucks him up.
Yeah.
This other kid I know, which I love this guy. Haven't spoken to him in years, though.
Mm-hmm.
Got home one day, and this has always scared me because I was 13 when I heard this story. He got home one day, and his wife of his children was on her knees with another guy, and his ass was facing the door.
Yeah.
So that's all he saw was his wife on his knees. So he dropped his shit, charged, tackled the guy.
Yeah.
The guy hit his head, died on impact.
Like that?
Yep. So the guy that tackled him, the guy, my friend, is like 280, and he's like 6'4". And when he tackled him, killed him. Did 5 to 7. I think he got out in 5 on good behavior.
He did time? Yeah. Well, I mean, that is manslaughter.
Yeah, it's manslaughter. It's manslaughter. I think it was second or third degree.
What about the wife? What is she?
Oh,
they're still not together.
They're not together. He almost has full custody of the kid now. I hope he's doing well. He's really fucking good guy. He's an amazing artist.
What a shitty thing to happen.
Yeah, horrible. You know, like he was just, I would have reacted the same way. I probably would have, I swung, I would have fucking charged him. I would have done something, but the guy hit his head wrong when he fell and he died. Fucked up. I was like, damn. Like, so it's weird because like you think about it and like, I'd imagine most people in the world, never mind the country, don't know anyone that have murdered someone. I know a good amount of people.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up, dude.
Right?
It's kind of fucked up.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can get off murder, but Alec Baldwin shot and killed someone.
So, yeah. I think we should get off murder.
Right?
I think we should. That's kind of a fucked up story, dude.
Yeah. No, it's dark.
That's tragic, man. That's awful.
If you could listen to one musical album from a dead artist, who would it be today?
Well, I don't understand the question. Like an album, if an artist that's out or
was
an album
resurrected
out
and created a new project,
okay,
today, what dead artist would it be? I can give you mine if you want to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, give me yours.
Michael fucking Jackson, hands down.
He touches kids, though.
That's not 100% proven.
He sleeps with kids.
Still not 100%
proven. He sleeps with kids.
Even after all these years.
Have you seen the documentary?
I have.
It's incriminating.
It's very disgusting. It's horrifying. But
Michael Jackson fucked those kids.
Yes.
There's no.
I said that like, yeah, and? Like,
yeah. But he, oh, shit. He also made some of the most influential music of our time. Yeah. Evens out.
My 100% real answer is Big Pun, but I think Michael Jackson would make a phenomenal project, dude.
I'm going to say.
Or like Prince, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to say right now, I'd probably say MF Doom.
MF Doom. Sheesh.
Dumoulin.
Ooh, I'm going to get controversial right now.
Mm.
I don't think he was
very good
in his later years.
Yeah, that's okay. And that's fine.
So I mean, say he was still alive last year. If he came out with an album this year, I don't think
it'd actually be he did. He just dropped an album with The Alchemist, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I did hear some of that project.
Right, and it's fucking good.
Yeah, but it's that's over like 7-8 years of music. That's like a lot of unreleased shit.
So. Yeah, that's stuff that they worked on and never dropped.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if he made a new album, I don't know if he would.
I mean, in all reality, man, Michael Jackson, we have his hits.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We don't have to stay on Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but I mean, like, who else? You know?
Well, I mean, I actually thought you might have gone to Big and Pac, to be honest.
No, those are obvious ones. Those motherfuckers are dead. The rap style is already it's been a million years since then.
You don't think they would have adapted, made a new album? That's
maybe, but yeah. Don't get me wrong.
We'll never know.
Pac, you know, Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
Respect the music. Love what they did. I still listen to it to this day. But I mean, it was a theme. It was a vibe and a hit and. It's still prevalent now, so I don't need another one.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Big Pun's still my number one. He's still my favorite rapper of all time.
No, I like that. If I could resurrect something to create something artistically, it would probably be Chadwick Boseman. And that's not – he's not an artist.
Yeah, right.
But I wish he was back for the
Black Panther. That was fucking traumatizing, dude. I was like, no fucking way that he had cancer for 4 fucking years.
Bro, and then I fucking hate watching the interviews about
it,
too.
So sad.
There's this – I think I've brought this up before. This is an interview where she asks him, like, after Infinity War, she goes, are you getting ready for the next Black Panther movie? Is it coming soon? Yeah. He goes, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And she goes, what do you mean?
I saw that.
I'm dead. He's like, I'm dead. There's no more.
Everyone was like, oh, he spoiled the movie.
He's dead in the movie.
And then it came back and it's like
no, he knew he was going to die.
Yeah.
Like, he knew he didn't have that much time. He's like, no, I'm dead. Like,
yeah.
I don't make it that far.
I do like that he finished that version of the Marvel phase. He got through Endgame, like, and they have the Black Panther to Endgame, but it's only 3 movies, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? I guess he was in Captain America Civil War, so 4 movies, but it wasn't like...
Even the suit was different in that movie.
Right. You need, like, a good 3 to 5 superhero movies for them to get, like, solidified. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And God, I just wish he had more.
I mean, even from those 3-4 movies, man, Chadwick Boseman will forever be one of the greatest Marvel heroes for everyone.
Well, he will be the Black Panther. I know they're going to make all these new Black Panthers because the Black Panther wasn't one character. Similar to Thor in the comics. Exactly. Thor wasn't just one character.
It's a title.
I don't know. Chadwick Boseman will always be the Black Panther for me.
You know, I gotta watch the OG Avengers, man. Like the cartoon one. I haven't seen that shit in years.
Good ass movie.
Good ass fucking movie.
Yeah. I love those.
Those ones are so fucking fire.
Right?
Because the niggas cartoon were ones were dying crazy. In that shit, bro.
Bad.
Dying like the entire, like we were losing heroes the whole movie, bro.
Right, right.
Those cartoons, they did it different, bro. They really.
Oh, yeah. If we're staying on Marvel shit for a little bit.
And our listeners hate it because that's all we do.
Nah. We got some fans, some nerdy fans, you know.
Maybe.
Deadpool 3 is officially going to introduce Deadpool into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
They agreed it will be a rated R movie.
Okay.
But Disney's now saying, since they own the rights to Fox and Marvel and all this stupid shit, they're like, we don't want to release it under the Disney name. And I'm like, how can that make a difference to the viewers? That doesn't mean anything to us.
It's just a branding thing for Disney, man. They've always been weird about what they portray on their platform. But at the same time, they say that and then they drop like kid shows on Disney Channel that the producers are avid pedophiles.
Yeah.
You know, that are very, very prevalent and prolific at this point.
Yeah.
You know, so Disney has really weird values and morals.
I don't know. My main thought is that they're just like, oh, so we're not going to release this on Disney Plus. Ha ha ha. It's like, you guys are just fucking the fans on this. Like, you're not throwing it in the face of anyone by Disney.
Yeah. No one gives a shit that Disney's trying to be family friendly. No one gives a fuck. Ooh. The only people that care are Disney.
Right.
The only fucking people.
And Disney's a bunch of old white fucking pedos too.
Racist.
And Disney's a bunch of weirdos. Like,
oh yeah.
They're fucking.
Big time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Speaking of, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah. Like the park?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I did when I was a kid. I'd love to go as an adult. I watched this video recently where this woman is at Disneyland and she's talking to a guy dressed as Gaston. And Gaston, you know Gaston from Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
So he's brolic in that movie.
Okay.
And in the park, the guy's also a beefcake.
Like, okay.
He's fucking he is ripped.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
fucking but huge. Like he walks around like this. And I was like, holy shit. And she walks right up to him. She starts touching his chest and rubbing up against him. And he's like, no. He shuts it down. He's like, no, don't. He's like, walk away.
yeah.
He's like, good. Don't touch me like that. Walk good away. Shit. And she didn't get it. She kept on touching him. He's like flinching. He's like, stop touching me.
Right.
Go away from like, me right now.
Nightclub, bitch.
This like, is get fucking, away. Like, this right. is fucking Disneyland.
Right.
I'm not here for... And imagine if the tables were turned, right? If it were a sexy girl. And so, and the girl was attractive. And you can also say, like, a hot guy goes up and
right, starts yeah.
touching her.
That same guy goes up to a hot girl and then starts doing that shit. That
starts grabbing her.
Screaming
and
occurs.
Her.
Cops are called. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Like, that's fucking. It's not okay, dude.
Yeah.
You can't touch
not good
people.
At all. No.
I saw this video years ago, bro. And tell me if you sympathize. I saw this video on my Facebook feed from a homie where it was like this kid is in a car, he's in the passenger seat of a car. And he's crying, bro. He's just sitting back, tears in his eyes. He's not sobbing, but his tears are running down his eyes. And his boy that's driving and taking the video, he's laughing at him. I'm like, yo, you got some pipe. Yo, you got head. You got laid. And the guy that's crying, he's like, I didn't want to do that with her, man. She just put herself on top of me. Like, I didn't know what to do.
Oh, God.
He's crying. He's he's like, she wouldn't let me go, man. She wouldn't let me stop. And he's like, you got the pipe. You got the pipe. I'm like, that homie, like, I feel bad for him, bro.
Bad friend.
bad fucking friend, yeah. dude. Yeah. Like, just because your boy got some in doesn't mean he enjoyed it. Like, he was...
Yeah, that happened to me. I think I've talked about
it.
He was R-rated.
I don't want to say it, but he was fucking... Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
But. Some girls are aggressive, man.
Yeah, dude, hella aggressive.
Some girls aggressive. Are aggressive.
Yeah.
Some people are aggressive. I don't want to say aggressive. Some people are aggressive.
Yeah, no,
it's
100%.
It's not a female trait. It's
oh,
not
I think
a male
when
trait.
We say that, though, it's a given that guys are aggressive. We just have to point
yeah,
out that girls
right,
are also aggressive.
Right, right, right. It is. Know? It's unfortunate, man. I sympathize. Girls... don't have it. Some guys are fucking creeps.
Yeah, 100%.
Some guys are fucking creeps.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about something funny. This is not funny.
We got to get back to comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the wildest fucking excuse you've ever used to call out of work?
Oh, I'll tell you what I did on fucking Monday. I called out of work. Because I was like, Monday,
allegedly.
I was like, not into it. No, I didn't go to work on Monday. Not allegedly.
Will your employer ever watch this?
nah, even if they do, it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. I'm a salesman, bro. If they want to fire me, fine. I got a new job.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
All right.
Bro, Monday pulled up. I went to bed around midnight. I woke up at 3 a.m. and I was just like, I got to get up in another 3 hours. I'm like, no, that shit is not happening. I shut off my phone, shut it off, and went back to sleep.
What?
Shut off my phone and went back to bed. And I woke up, I was supposed to be at work at 7. I woke up around 9:30, 10. Kept my phone off. Did errands, cleaned my house, watched TV.
You did a no call, no show. Away.
Big time. Big time.
Bruh.
And you know what happened next? Nothing. My manager texted me after I turned on my phone. He had texted me a couple times. He's like, bro, you good? Like, what happened? You just didn't pull up. I was like, yeah, bro. I called him and I told him straight up. I was like, yeah. Honestly, man, I just woke up and I just shut off my phone. I just wasn't feeling it. He's like, well, don't do that. He's like, just text me and let me know. You're cool if you don't come. You just gotta tell me. Because I'm dope, bro. I get away with a lot. He's like, you just gotta tell me. I was like, yeah.
It's wild how different our jobs are, dude.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. He's like, just don't let it happen again, man. Just fuck it. It's cool if you call out. Just tell me. I was like, yeah, but sometimes I just gotta shut off my phone and be invisible for a little while. He's like, whatever, dude.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, besides a no-call, no-show, have you ever had, like, a wild excuse that was, like, completely a lie that you...
Oh, yeah.
Because I've done some wild ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I've called out, and I told them that I had to take my little brother to the hospital.
I said the same fucking thing, dude.
I'm like, I told, it wasn't my last job. And it was just, like, a long-ass day. I was, like, running appointments with another guy, so all my appointments would be covered if I didn't show.
Right.
And then I was, like, I called him that morning. I was, like, hey, I got to take my little brother to the hospital. He was riding his bike and fell and got a nasty spill. And he's, like, oh, is he all right? I'm, like, yeah, he's fine. There's no one to take him right now, so it's got to be me. He's, like, all right, well, be safe. Hung that motherfucker up, smoked weed, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
Fucking rolled the joint and smoked that motherfucker to the dome,
nice.
Bro.
Nice, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've done very similar things.
I don't like the grandma dying excuse. When she actually, if she actually does pass away, then I have to use it.
Yeah, right. You're like, I can't do that
yet. I can't do that again.
Luckily,
how many grandmas do you have?
I shouldn't say luckily, but I've had so many family members pass that I can use them as luckily, excuses. Yeah, I know.
Thank God most of my family has died at this point.
It sounds dark, but yeah. That's another conversation. Dude. I've been to 9 fucking funerals, dude, and I'm only 26. 25.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
26 in a week or
two. I have not been to that many funerals at all. Yeah,
fucked up. One of the wildest excuses I've ever used was one time I was like, yo, this was at an apartment like 6-7 years ago. I was like, yo, I can't leave because someone got in a car accident in the exit of my apartment driveway. So I can't drive out of my apartment parking lot.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, well, let me know when it clears up. And I'm like, I will, but it's a pretty bad accident. And they're like, how fucking bad can it be? Like
there are dead bodies on the ground.
Right. Like, so I waited and like 3 hours later, they hit me up again. They're like, hey, like what's the status? What's going on? And I'm like, okay. So I went to go leave. And then my car died. And I what piled the fuck, on. John, I started piling dude. On more excuses.
More?
So I was like, my car died. I didn't say my car died, but I said
you fuck.
It was like my tire popped. It was something stupid like that.
That's so dumb.
So they're like, I don't believe you.
They called you out.
They called me out because I've called out a few times that job already.
Yeah.
This was a bullshit ass job. And minimum they're like, bullshit. I don't believe you. So I drove like 2 miles down from where my apartment was, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I pulled up on a curb on a sidewalk with just my front right tire. So it looked like my car was tilted. And then I took a picture of just the side of the car and I was like, look, it's like on the side of the road, and sent it to them. And they're like, just get in when you can. 3 more hours pass and I'm like, I'm not coming in today.
Yeah.
It was bad.
You know what's crazy? I've done shit like that.
I went to a pretty extreme.
That is pretty extreme, dude. Yeah. That's pretty savage.
Yeah.
The fucked up part about that is those 6 hours that you had off, you can't even enjoy them.
Oh, no, I did.
Oh, you did?
I was fucking getting high as hell. I was drinking too.
I'll be stressed out of my mind. I'll be thinking about like these motherfuckers. Because I don't like it when I'm high and people are expecting me and then I get a phone call.
Well, I
hate that, bro.
This was a job where they treated their employees like shit.
What was it? What did you do?
Was
it like ice cream restaurant?
No, it was one of the first time I got into like an accounting type business.
It was an accounting job?
Yeah, I'm wicked fucking good with numbers. And it was this place where they're like, you have to take this number and put it in this system.
Yeah, my friend does a job just
like that.
8
fucking hours a day.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I can do this in one of the 8 hours. This is the stupidest fucking job in the world.
That my friend does exactly what you just said. Continue.
Yeah, it was so fucking dumb. And it was like $11 an hour. I was like, I don't give a shit about this job, like at all. I called out so many different times at that job. One day, I brought this dude I used to be cool with. He had court in fucking Roxborough, Mass.
Okay.
Is it Roxborough or Roxbury? I think it's Roxbury.
I think it's Roxbury, yeah.
Roxbury, Mass. Fucking out there, and it's kind of like a ghetto area. It's like not a great area.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And it was this fucking snowstorm. Wicked bad snowstorm. So one Friday, I texted my work because he hit me up in the morning. He's like, bro, I don't have a ride. I need fucking help. This is like 911. I need to get to this court date or I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I was like, I got you, bro.
I'd love to take you. Don't worry.
I got you, man. Called my job. I'm like, yo, my brother got arrested. I think he's at the station right now. I have to go there and make sure he's fine. And I went there and didn't talk to my work for the rest of the day. They blew me up the rest of the day. Didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, brought my buddy to Roxbury, stayed there the whole day with them. Fucking, that next Monday is when they fired me. But yeah.
Oh, did they fire you the next Monday?
Oh, yeah. They didn't take shit. After like 3 weeks, it was 4 weeks, and I worked like 2 of the 4 weeks from how much I called out.
That's nice.
Yeah. That job was fucking, they were so mean to everyone. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, there are jobs like that, man, where you're just like, it doesn't fucking matter. Have you ever done jury duty before?
No, not yet.
It's a lot of fun.
You've done it?
Yeah. I got called to do jury duty when I was 19.
What?
Yeah, and I did it, bro. And I did it. It was fucking awesome.
I feel like I haven't heard that in a few years.
It was in Roxbury because that's where the courthouse is. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
So they call me to do it and I ignore the first summons. And the second summons is like, if you don't reply, like, you're mandatory. You have to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, whatever.
You can get like arrested for that or something, right?
It's not anymore. I don't think, not anymore. Yeah. I think it used to, but not anymore. Like you can, it's optional now. But the way that it works is you go with the time, they give you a time card when you're there. And for the hours that you were at jury duty, your job pays you for those hours. That's how it works.
Oh.
So I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll go miss a couple of days off of work and fucking have some jury duty. It'd be a blast.
That's not bad.
So legally, I'm not supposed to talk about what the court case was about.
Right.
But it was some fucking white guy. And I love to incriminate a white guy. Bro.
So right.
Anyways,
yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get, you know what I mean?
Gotta get on the whites, you know?
That's fucked up. I'm half joking, half serious. Moving on.
Oh, anyways, yeah. I'm serious.
So the guy was in court because he had been a prolific, avid alcoholic his entire life and has been arrested for DUIs, drinking and driving his entire life, like 6, 7, 8 times.
Okay.
Every single time he gets a warning and a wait for it. And they were reading his record.
Him. Yeah.
And that shit pissed me off because right. This motherfucker's been, bro, this motherfucker has spent nights in jail over being drunk driving. They pick him up. They bring him to the jailhouse, let him sober up in the jailhouse, and then send him back home. He's never been to court for it before, right? So this one time he's in court, drinking and driving, got pulled over, had loose beer cans in the saddlebags. He was on a motorcycle like 4 a.m., had loose beer, beer cans in the saddlebags, drunk as a fish. And it took 3 days to do the thing. And when we're deliberating, all the juries, like at the end of every day, we sit in a big room and we talk about what we think we should do.
Right.
And at the very end, there's this lady that she was like, oh, I don't think we should incriminate him. Like, he sounds pretty not guilty to me. I'm like, what about this sounds not guilty to you? She goes, well, you don't know how drunk he was. You don't know if he was just leaving the bar. You don't know if he was almost home. I was like,
none of that fucking matters.
And you know what? Now looking back, I'm like, it sounds like that bitch sympathized because that's what she fucking does.
100%.
I despise people that think they can get away with the motherfucking system.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and drink and drive because that's what I do, bro.
Right,
they get arrested, never get any fucking penalty for it. No, I did not let that shit stand. I fucking called her out in front of everybody. I'm like, we're here to discuss whether or not, I'm gonna say his name, Paul, and fucking Paul, bitch ass. We're bitch here ass. To discuss whether fucking Paul is an alcoholic that was driving drunk in the middle of the road and endangering the people around him. Objectively, it's true.
Right.
He has.
Right.
They proved it. He's guilty. And she's like, I don't know. Bro, I was the youngest person there. Everyone else, I was like the main person talking. They just like let me take charge. Everyone else agreed with me. They're like, fine. Like, you're right, bro. He was caught drinking.
Right.
Objective as fuck. There is no, like, in a sense, like, he was there. And, bro, we found him guilty. She's the only person on the jury that voted not guilty. Everybody else voted guilty. Fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Motherfucker got fuck his her. License taken away.
Good.
I think he went to jail for a couple months.
Good.
Fuck that guy, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
He better have fucking learned his lesson, too.
And he hired an expensive-ass lawyer to get it off it, man. And that shit pisses me off, man. You're a person of color. You're not getting away with that shit.
Oh, no. Ever. Not at
never,
all.
Get never. The fuck.
Yeah.
You're a minority? Nah. You're not getting away with shit, bro. You can't get away with jaywalking as a minority. You ever see that video where the guy that is a designer for Louis Vuitton?
I did.
Cross the street, not on the crosswalk. Bro, the police started harassing him.
Yeah.
What do you got in the bag?
Like, bad.
Bad. And he's like, I just crossed the fucking road. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Dude, I always...
don't get me started.
I always say that every time I've gone out with my Hispanic and black friends places, I'm always like, yo, if cops start talking, or if cops come up to us, I'm talking. No one else fucking say anything.
Yeah, straight up.
Let me do all the talking.
Straight up,
it's fucked up, but that's the way it is.
I've told this story on this podcast before, but there's this one time me and my buddy almost got laid with these two girls from a party. They wanted to hang out. They wanted to go skinny dipping. And I was like, I know this spot that isn't too far from here. So we left the party around 1, 2 a.m. and started driving to this little lake that's in Andover. Andover is like next to Lawrence, which is kind of like the ghetto being next to a really rich neighborhood.
Right.
Basically, that's the way that it goes. And we drove into Andover and this cop pulled us over. He's like, where you guys are from Lawrence? And we're like, yeah. He goes, what the fuck are you guys doing here? You're not supposed to be here right now.
Right.
He's like, go back to where you came from. Go. Get out of here. Go back to where you said it just like that. Go back to where you came from. I'm like, motherfucker, you piece of shit.
And is it illegal for you to be in that town? Like, what is it?
It's not illegal to be driving. Well, we obviously shouldn't have been going to the lake. I mean, it's a public lake late at night. Legally, you're not supposed to be there. But we didn't tell him.
Are you not supposed to be there late at night? Is that actually a law?
I mean, it's owned by the local government. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if there's not a legitimate like curfew or something that states you cannot be there after hours. No, there is a curfew. Okay. Yeah. All right. Then, yeah.
But we weren't even at the lakelet. Like, we were just driving there and we didn't tell him we were going to
the lake. Go back to where you came from.
And he's like, go back to where you came from. I'm like, all right, bro, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
You know, but that's just the way we live in. So I got my little piece of justice. But I mean, objectively, he was guilty of all the charges presented. And all we did was find him guilty of what he was guilty of.
Dude, I can't stand it when people try to defend people because those people are also addicts or they're also doing the same shit. It drives me fucking.
I'm sure you've seen quite a bit of that, dude.
Bro, anal, when I see it on other places, and as soon as I hear someone start defending that other shit, I'm like, oh, I know what you're like. I don't need here anymore. I'm good.
Yeah, it literally took me a couple years of like thinking about it to be like, why did she respond that way? Why did she try to defend this guy that all the evidence was presented against him? Right. It was so obvious. Like, the breathalyzer came back. He was way over the fucking limit. Like,
four and or five times. Oh, we don't know how drunk he was. No, there was a measurement.
There
taken.
Was a measurement.
We know
tool.
How drunk he was.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
And she was just trying to defend him. Like, I don't know. Like, this is just like, she kept saying stuff like, you would understand. You're really young and you really just want to get it because you're not over was 21 she white? Yet. She was white. She was, I'm going to describe her. She was a late 30s, blonde hair, blue eyes, white lady, average build, average height.
That was probably his wife.
His wife was there. I met his wife and his kids were there. They all look like fucks.
A mistress, maybe. No, but just because like she's sympathizing with them.
She sympathizes because that's what she does, bro.
Exactly.
She drinks at the bar until 2 a.m. and then drives home 30 minutes back to her house.
I don't think jury duty is fucking a smart way to solve cases like that either. It's like you're trying to get unbiased opinions, but half the people in there are doing the same shit and they just haven't gotten arrested for it yet.
But that's why but I actually kind of like the way that they do it. They get – and I kind of like it because they get a jury of our peers but from all wakes of life.
Like,
I was a 19-year-old on my first job.
I like the variety.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they were engineers. They were, you know, business owners. They were fuckers. You know, there was everybody out there.
Yeah. No, it definitely was good. Gun to your head.
Gun to my head. Just kill me.
Wake up. This is a long one. Wake up in another person's life or body.
Yeah.
With your current memories.
Okay.
Or wake up in this life with your body right now with someone else's memories.
The first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
You want to wake up in a completely different body, but you're like, you don't know what you're going to get. So you could be this 6'1" fat Asian, I don't know. Like, you could be anything. Like,
what if, all right, if I stay in my own body, do I lose my current memories? Or
yes. You have someone else's memories now.
No, so you're like that.
So which one?
I would go to a new body, keep my memories. Because that's what's important about, for me, like, I've said this my entire life. But I don't care if I have my own kids.
Yeah.
I don't care if I have to adopt, if that's what it comes to at some point.
Right.
What I want to pass on is not my genes, but my thought process, my mentality, the culture. You know, it's not about genetics. I mean, it is to an extent.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you on that, though. I agree actually with everything you just said. Yeah, memories are way more important to me. If I wake up and I don't know.
I'm already fat, bald, and Spanish, bro. How fucking worse can I get? but I'm cute as hell, so that's a different story.
Nice. Gun to your head. All food is free for the rest of your life, but you're a vegetarian.
Okay.
Or all drinks are free for the rest of your life, but you can only drink hot drinks.
I like cold drinks, man. I like cold drinks.
I feel like I like 90% cold drinks, 10% hot drinks. So you know what I mean?
Vegetarian food only?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean vegan. I guess they'll do milk and eggs and cheese. But meat, I love meat.
Right? I love meat and a lot of shit so much that I don't know, but food being free is huge.
I probably, you know, if I were to pick, I'd probably go with vegetarian.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I love, dude, cold water and a fucking hot summer day.
Right.
Imagine drinking hot tea. No, hot tea and
hot
day.
Hot water, dude, on a hot day.
It's nice. Have you ever had it before?
Hot water?
Yeah.
Nah.
Because
no, thank you.
It's kind of weird. It's like a contrast. It kind of cools you down in a weird way. I don't know.
I actually could see that now that you say it. It's like if you drink something boiling hot when you're boiling hot outside, it's probably going to almost like offset like, ooh.
Yeah, it evens it out. Having hot tea in a hot day isn't the worst thing. It's actually kind of nice.
I didn't think about
but
that.
But I'd stay a vegetarian probably because there's still a lot of good things you can have while being vegetarian. But fucking hot drinks, bro. I'm just thinking about all the cold water and the juice.
Right.
I don't drink coffee, so that doesn't really matter for me.
I don't, I mean, even I like iced coffee more than hot coffee, but the only hot drink I would really have is hot coffee or a hot tea.
Mm.
So it's like that limits everything I can drink. So yeah. And food wise, I mean, it's not the, if you become a vegetarian, worst comes to worst is you become healthier. So
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? It's not the end of the world. It's just going to suck not biting into a fucking filet for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, it is.
Oh,
a piece
God.
Of a nice pork chop, bro.
Yeah. But you, can get, on. You can get crazy with some vegetarian shit.
Would you eat cat?
Yes.
Would you eat cat and dog?
Yes.
How about
I'm not going to lie. I would eat anything if you didn't tell me what it was first.
But you know what it is. Iguana.
I would eat.
Iguana's tasty.
Cat. No, I couldn't eat a cat or dog. I would eat an iguana.
I would eat a cat or a dog.
Knowing it's a cat or a dog?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you bite into first?
What do you mean?
I'd say like the leg muscles are probably the best, right?
They're not going to have them on the bone.
Why not?
They take the meat off.
But why not? Have a nice chicken thigh?
It's not a Jay's a dog.
I know,
thigh.
But like
it's
a
fucking
dog fucking thigh would be ligaments and fucking that'd be so like.
It just tastes like meat. I don't think it tastes any different.
I think it'd be really tough.
I would, bro, if I am going to go to China, I am going to go to Korea at some point.
You're going to eat a dog?
And if I get offered dog or cat, I am going to eat it. I'm going to try. Yeah, definitely. Why not?
I'll try
bat. I'll try cocker. I'll try rat.
Honestly,
I'll
for me, anything. I would eat anything not knowing what it is. I feel like once I know what it is, it would put something in my head where I'd overthink it.
I mean, yeah, it's easy to overthink it, man, but if it fucking tastes good, who cares? I've eaten iguana that was living that morning that they fucking killed, cut the head off, skinned it, cooked it, served it.
I'd probably do that, though. That doesn't sound that crazy to me. What about like squirrel or chipmunk?
There's not much meat there, but I'd probably do it. I'd do that too, yeah.
Knowing, still.
Yeah, I'd eat anything.
All right.
I'd eat another person.
A hamster. Still, same thing. Not much
that's
meat.
That's a bite. That's a chicken nugget, bro. That's a bite size.
Yeah.
That's about, you eat it in one bite. All the crunch and everything, bro.
Hamster would be gross to me. I think that'd be nasty.
That's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
You'd have to skin it first, and there's not much meat there.
I would really hope you'd skin it first.
And then you'd have to remove all the organs, and they have to remove all the bones, and there'd be very little meat there.
What about like little birds? I feel like birds wouldn't be bad.
All right. Well, you eat. So there's a meal that is like a bird egg. I think it's a chicken egg that they let the chick grow.
Yeah, I've heard this.
And then they cook it when it's like about to hatch.
Isn't
not about
that,
to hatch, but like, yeah. I forget what they call it, though.
Starts with a B.
I don't know. I don't know the name of it.
Balut. Isn't that balut?
Balut? I think so, yeah.
It's balut, yeah.
I would try it.
Yes, I would eat that.
It seems pretty fucking gross, but I would try it.
I mean, I would eat it.
I'd start with the beak.
But I'd probably have to be a little fucked up. I'd have to be a little under the influence.
Yeah, I think you're pretty fucked up as is. But
good point.
Right.
Good point. I'm thinking more.
I'll be all right.
I'd say this. 9 times out of 10, someone sees me in life. Unless I'm at work, I'm high. If I'm high and you bring a balut up to me, I'll freak out. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't eat it.
But if I'm drunk or just sober and I'm just chilling, like right now, someone brought it to me, yeah, I'd try it. You know, I'd be like, I'll bite into its little noggin, see if it fucking squeals or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like infant would probably be pretty good. A lot of meat there.
Like a child? Like a human child?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you there, to be honest.
A lot of cartilage.
Yeah. Probably like when you cook bacon, like all like the fat that just kind of gets really, really tasty and all the flavor and shit's in there.
That sounds really good.
That's probably baby, right? Next week's episode is going to... No, I'm just kidding. You can only eat one entree for each meal the rest of your life. What are the three entrees? You can only eat this for breakfast, this for lunch, and this for dinner rest of your life. What
I have
three?
To?
Yes.
No, okay.
No variations.
But I can do like a dish. It doesn't have to be like one thing. It'd be like a dish.
Yeah, entree. However you want to take entree.
Okay. Breakfast is going to be crispy spiced potatoes with eggs and beef and cheese. Love it.
Really? That's it for the rest of your life for breakfast?
For breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah.
I figured that would get old. Potatoes would get to be a bit much for me for breakfast.
And you can make, but that's why I said like, I mean, you can, not that you can make them a dick, because the whole gimmick is like you're going to eat it the same way every day.
Right.
But no, dude, potatoes, eggs, steak, and cheese is a breakfast of champions, bro.
I'm going to go classic bacon, toast, eggs.
I get bored of bacon in 2 days.
I'd never get bored of bacon.
Bacon is not.
I definitely die pretty early.
Unpopular opinion, bacon is overrated.
I actually think bacon's underrated, to be honest.
Dude, shut the fuck up. Bacon's on everything, bro. Motherfuckers wrap lettuce and bacon and put it in the grill.
Well, I will say bacon nowadays is on fucking everything, and it's annoying. I don't eat bacon that often, so the select times I have it, I fucking love it. But I agree with you. I'm with you on that, dude. You go to a restaurant, 7 of the 12 things have bacon in them. It's like, why? Yeah. You don't fucking need
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Just people just wrap shit in bacon and yeah. Like, oh, this is delicious. No, motherfucker. It's just a greasy fucking bullshit.
Even
now.
At work, dude, this is like cares? This Chipotle turkey sandwich from this place called The Bridge. Phenomenal sandwich. Just turkey, Chipotle sauce, cheese. Yeah. You can ask for sauerkraut in it, and they have fruit salad and shit on the side. Some crazy other seasoning, avocado spread, and then they add bacon.
Love avocado.
It's like everything else in there love is perfect. Avocado. You don't need to add bacon to that type of thing, but I agree.
For lunch?
Yep.
Lunch would have to be just a classic sandwich, bro. Classic sub, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Rest of your life.
Yeah, classic fucking sandwich. I'd say, I know I went with steak for breakfast, so I'm probably going to go steak and cheese sub for lunch, bro. Steak, cheese, mayo,
ooh.
Onions, peppers.
That's a good one.
You know? Classic, man. That shit does not get old. I get a steak and cheese every day, bro, if I wanted to.
Fuck, man. You might have persuaded me. That's, I think I might go with that
one. What were you going to say?
I was thinking kind of along the same lines, but I don't really know to the T yet. I want it to be a wrap, almost.
Mm-hmm.
I love chicken wraps.
I love paninis. Yeah.
Oh, God, man. Steak and cheese, though. That is something I could eat potentially on a daily basis.
Yeah, I could not. I would never get.
I think I'm going to go with you on that. Steak bomb. I'll take the entire thing minus the mushrooms. Fuck mushrooms.
Same here. I just, the texture of mushrooms throws me off.
Texture and taste. I'm not fond of either.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. I tried a million times. I just can't get into it.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, yep. I'm going to go with my number one comfort food that since I was a kid,
okay.
If I'm sad.
Ooh, hold on. Let me see if I remember it. You've said this once before.
Yeah.
It's a pork. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't think of it, but I know it has a bunch of crazy shit in it. It's a pork though, right?
Yes.
My mom
used to make this shit as a kid, and it just like turns my day around. She makes it for me on like my birthday, on Christmas, because she knows a lot of it's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Spanish pork roast, a pernil, which is slow cooked in the oven, bro. Juicy and tender as anything, fatty, crispy skin, love it all the way. Fucking rice with we call them guandulas in Spanish. In English, what would we call those? Gandules? I don't know. No, that's how you say it.
Gandules?
Gandules.
I don't think there is an English. Is that what you said? Was the English way of saying it?
Well, I think they're just green beans. Or like, they're not peas. They look like peas, but they're like green beans.
Okay.
But anyway, there's like a rice dish where you make rice and the beans in the same pot, and the rice gets the flavor of the beans, and this particular kind of bean, gandules, is so fucking flavorful that it just... The rice is so fucking delicious. A little side of avocado, a little side salad, tomato, lettuce, red onion.
Yeah.
Fucking just chilling there. No dressing, bro. And you just fucking...
Nice.
And I'd be a million pounds, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I was a fat kid, bro. My mom used to make me happy.
Yeah.
With my food, bro.
Yeah. I have a few comfort foods like that, but I'm not going to lie. I think my comfort food, my dinner... It's probably going to come from some shit that my ex made. My ex was a phenomenal cook, dude.
Hit me with it, bro.
She made some crazy shit. So her shepherd's pie was phenomenal and her chicken awesome. Pot pie was
love
phenomenal.
Pie.
Because they both were homemade. They weren't just like store-bought shit.
Yep.
And the homemade shit's always 10 times better.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'm going, it's Parmesan crusted cheese. No, Parmesan crusted chicken. So it's pretty much-
Chicken parm?
Kind of. It's a little less. It's not fried at
Parmesan
all.
Crusted chicken. Okay,
it's not fried at all. So you have. It's just like 2 to 3 layers of cheese on top of fat chicken breast. You put it in the oven for a while.
Yeah.
You let that cook, kind of like slow cook, with the sides of. It's gonna be probably green beans.
Love green beans.
Maybe some carrots.
Love carrots.
Mashed potatoes.
Love mashed potatoes.
Glass of milk.
Glass of milk takes it home, bro.
Pop that fucking shit
takes
off. I was actually going to go with filet, home. But Boy, that steak and cheese for lunch, quick. Bro. Filet I could eat all three.
Filet isn't even the best cut of steak you can get, bro. Filet is okay. Filet is all meat, no fat.
And so that's, I think, the only reason why I would want it is because
it's lean.
It's lean. It's a healthier thing that I could eat. What I just named for my dinner, fatten you the fuck up, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, I think those are pretty three damn good fucking things. That was,
I think we fucking hit it right on the head, bro.
That was nice. People listening are like, ooh, we should try cooking that shit.
Yeah, seriously, man. Spanish food, fucking amazing stuff.
All right, let's fly through a bunch of dumb shit and then get the fuck out of here.
I agree. Let's do it.
Nope, not bringing that up. That's going to be a whole conversation. this is going to get really dark. I'm going to touch on this and just move right past, all right?
Yep.
13-year-old kid shoots a Snapchat rival.
Shoots him?
And killed him, and he's dead now. Hilarious. Next one. If you could...
Snapchat rival.
Right? Like, I've read that, and I was like...
What does that mean?
Apparently, he's popular on Snapchat, and this other kid from school is also popular, and he shot and killed him. Okay, if you could... nope, already did that one. Will Smith did a full interview about Jada again. Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith and their whole marriage and shit.
He did another one. Who cares?
Another full dude.
They're in an open marriage. You like to fuck other people. Who? What,
why the fuck is this news? Why is this? You know what I mean? Why go full? Why do full interviews? They're both talking about how sad and depressed they are. We don't have to go deep dive on it. I'm just saying you guys are doing it to yourselves.
Why are they married if they don't like each other?
Thank you. It's on the nose. Like, just fucking split up. You're both bazillionaires. Just fucking live your lives. Like, you're fucking losers. what's the most annoying way you've ever been woken up?
Oh my God. Okay, I got you, bro. Oh God. I got you, bro. So I hate waking up in general. I don't like waking up, especially as a kid, bro. I used to always wake up late for school. My mom used to come into the room and say, levántate. Levántate means get up in Spanish.
Okay.
And she would say, and at first it'd be always like nice and funny, but by the end she'd be yelling, levántate, get the fuck up.
Okay.
She's yelling at me, bro.
Right.
So when my little brother was born, Misael, he was a little kid. He loved to talk and never pronounced anything correctly. And he was always up early, and he loved the way my mom used to yell at me, levántate. So he used to copy her. So when she would come into the room and say, levántate, levántate, he would come into the room and say it too.
Oh my God.
But he didn't know how to say it.
Both yelling.
Well, at one point, my mom's like, fine, this isn't my job anymore. This is your job now. Okay. I don't want to do it.
All right.
So every morning for years, up until college, bro, my little brother would walk into my room every morning, 6, 7 a.m., because he couldn't say levántate. He didn't know how to pronounce it. He would go, elefante, 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 elefante. He would say elephant to me every morning until I woke up. So I wake up, elefante, elefante. And it was cute as fuck the first couple times.
Right.
And I was like, get the fuck. I would yell at him, get out. I swear to God, get the fuck out of my room.
It'd wake
room,
you
bro.
Up though, right?
It'd wake me up, bro.
Yeah, it worked. Did the job.
Piece of shit, bro.
No,
so
sucks.
I used to get woken up with elefante every day.
Yeah, no, that's
what about you? That was annoying as fuck. What about you?
I got two that come out off the top of my head, at least. I could probably think about more, but these two are pretty severe. The first one, because of how much drugs were abused in the place I used to live, I would get woken up almost on a daily basis from the fire alarm. That was really fucking annoying.
That's fucking annoying.
Really loud, high pitch. I'm sensitive to high pitch noises awful. In general. It's yeah, fucking,
from waking up with that.
That was just traumatizing how fucking loud that shit was. And it literally was on a daily basis. And it wasn't, oh, it's my alarm goes off at 6 and it's going off at 5. No, it was 1 in the morning, then 3 in the morning, then 4:30,
no
then
shit. 6.
It was...
That's awful.
It was bad. The second one, which is probably the most fun one, is I have gotten repeatedly punched in the face by an ex to get woken up. That was by far the worst experience of getting woken up I've ever had. She thought I was cheating on her. She was cheating on me, so.
Yeah, projection, bro.
Yeah, projection. So, she read some foul thing in my phone, thought it was to a girl, and it was actually to a guy.
So you're just being sus with the homies.
Being hella sus with the homies. And I was actually saying something to the homie that a girl said to me and that how I was reacting to it. And she read it and immediately just thought the worst. Didn't turned me over. So I was sleeping on my side and she went around the side. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I got up and threw her off the bed. I was like, get the fuck off me. Like, what the fuck's happening?
What a
like,
piece of shit.
Yeah, it was bad.
So, wow.
Yeah, that was the worst by far.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Not as funny as Elefante, but.
No, yeah, Elefante was, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, getting punched in the dome.
Bad.
Bad.
Rough way to wake up.
Bad. Yeah.
I've had dogs, animals wake me up just by licking my face. That was pretty cute. Nothing really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. My kitty cat, when I wake up, she comes over.
Papa.
Papa. She hears me. She hears me like when I wake up. I move around a lot when I wake up. I jump, toss and turn in bed when I'm waking up.
Same.
Every morning she's been waking up and coming right over. She goes. Comes over and just fucking sits with me, bro.
Hella strange noises.
Yeah.
Well, next week I might have a bearded dragon to join us. Who knows?
A beer?
Bearded dragon.
Oh, I heard a beard to dragon and join us. I'm like, okay.
We're gonna have a beard to dragon ratio on the pod next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning into the pod. We appreciate y'all. Tune in next week to the Brutal Fucking View.
Yes, sir. We'll might have a Halloween thing, might not. If not, happy Halloween. Enjoy the fall weather. Enjoy the week. It's almost Friday. I have AIDS.